Welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia. Purpose to update the church with current news and events happening within the ministry of our church. I'm your host, Troy Cash, and today to talk about the areas of the Associate Minister of Discipleship and the new position of the Associate Minister of Missions, I have with me our senior pastor, Dr. Derek Thomas. Dr. Thomas, I trust you're doing well today.
Thank you, Troy. It's good to be here, and always good to be with you. And yes, you've raised two really exciting things that are happening right now. And I think when this is being broadcast, the congregational meeting to approve search committees for these two ministers will already have taken place.
Yes.
And we trust without any difficulties. So let's talk about the Minister of Missions first, because that's easier.
Absolutely.
And we haven't had a Minister of Missions for several years, not a full-time one. Neil Matthias, of course, occupied that role for a long time, and it's hard to even conceive of anyone else actually doing this role here at First Pres, because Neil set the bar so high that it's almost impossible to consider who in the world could take that over.
Right.
And for a lot of reasons, way too difficult to go into here, we asked Neil, when he talked about retirement, we asked him if he would be willing to phase that a little and agree to be part-time for a season.
Sure.
Which he did. And now that he is fully retired, and he's been fully retired for over a year, and maybe more. I mean, COVID has me all confused here, but
I think it's pretty close. Yeah.
Yes, I think so too. Obviously, that post needs to be replaced, but because Neil was also doing other things. He was the senior associate, the role that David Lawton now occupies.
Sure.
And that has administrative responsibilities in-house, as it were. We've decided, or at least the session decided, that the way to make this into a full-time job was to have a Minister of Missions that would be in charge of foreign missions, but also local missions.
Right. Right.
And our church is heavily involved with a couple of dozen local missions ministries here in the city. And having a minister overseeing some of that would be useful.
Yeah.
And so that's the first position. The second position is a little more complicated. Gabe Flura, Dr. Flura's departure a few months ago, of course, exacerbated the issue.
Right.
When Gabe came here, he came as the Minister of Discipleship, but he morphed into another role when Ralph Davis retired and left us as the evening preacher. Gabe became effectively the Minister of Teaching, though we did not change his title, which we were going to do, but we never got around to changing his title. So this role is not Gabe's role that he had, say, 6 months ago.
Right.
The teacher of Gateway, the evening preacher, and technically a minister of teaching rather than a minister of discipleship.
Right.
We are just taking the Minister of Discipleship part of that job. So this role is not, we're looking for the next evening preacher. That's a separate issue and a separate entity. And we'll talk about that maybe later in the summer.
Sure.
That's what our immediate plans are. But this is a role to engage in particularly men's discipleship and also to oversee discipleship with other directors in youth ministry and college ministry and so on. And currently doing that role in an interim basis is David Henderson.
Right.
So because these are associate minister roles. They can't be appointed by me or the session.
Right.
They have to be appointed by the congregation.
Absolutely.
So these are congregational calls requiring search committees, and they have to follow ARP polity. And there are certain rules about who, the way in which you go about calling a minister.
Sure.
And hopefully these two roles can be filled fairly quickly.
Yes.
We really should have done this a year ago and more. The reason we didn't was because we've been engaging in a fairly intensive study of what our needs actually are as a congregation. And one of the results of that study is that for a church of our size, for a church of our membership, we are actually understaffed in terms of ministers.
Right.
And currently we have four. We'll be adding two to make it six, but there is a case to be made maybe for a seventh.
Sure.
But I don't want to speak about that here today.
Right.
And we're probably on the lookout for a minister of teaching, but that's a very difficult role to fill.
Absolutely.
It requires a certain person and a certain person with flexibility and so on, and that role will not be filled in the foreseeable future.
Right.
But that's not to say that it won't ever be filled.
Right. Well, I just imagine that we would attempt to be extremely strategic in the way that we go about hiring that position.
Yes, and hiring ministers, of course, is an exciting thing, but it's also a very serious thing. You only need one rogue minister on your staff, and things can go south in a heartbeat.
Right.
And in terms of their commitment to the scriptures and commitment to Reformed theology, but also it's very important that they be team players.
Sure.
I mean, ministers have egos like anyone else.
Right.
And if you have the wrong person, it can be sometimes a cause of division and strife, and so looking for that right person with gifts and personality and faithfulness to the scriptures, but also willing to stay within the lanes that he's being asked to do in terms of his job description.
Absolutely. And I think that you've really answered a lot of my questions that I had about what those job descriptions are without getting too far into the details. I think that gives us a really good overview and oversight of what these ministers will be charged with in their call. And we've also talked about a little bit about the seriousness of the call from the congregation. So I thought maybe we might end the time with what are some of the ways that our members, as well as ourselves, can be preparing our own hearts to serve these men who the Lord will appoint and that this church will call to these positions. How can we be preparing our own hearts to serve them and to build them up and help them be successful from day one?
So both of these roles are involved in evangelism and church growth and personal growth. The minister of discipleship will be concerned especially with our own members, but the Minister of Missions will be organizing mission trips on our church, perhaps more than any other church in the denomination, has a very keen interest and an historic interest in global missions
sure.
that the ARP are engaged in. And we've missed some of that over the last year and a half. And, of course, with COVID, there were no mission trips.
Right.
But it's time soon to do that. And hopefully the congregation should be praying that we choose the right men and praying that these men would advance the cause of the gospel, both here in the city of Columbia and also in the world. We have lost, the city of Columbia has lost two enormously gifted young young preachers, Gabe and George Wright from Shandon Baptist, all with both of them within the space of a couple of months.
Sure.
And that's a huge loss for the city, incalculable loss for the city. And it was God's plan. And sometimes we chafe, you know.
Right.
We want to say to the Lord, you know, maybe he could have done this differently.
Right.
But, you know, we have to bow to his providence. But the city and a minister of discipleship has in the past been a role where we have worked in tandem with like-minded churches.
Sure.
Here, I think of men's events.
Sure.
Where maybe half of the people present were from other congregations.
Right, our Wild Game Supper.
Yes.
Sure.
And doing ministry that furthers the cause of the gospel, but also furthers a sense of connectedness with like-minded churches here in the city of Columbia.
And it sounds, now that this missions position has under its purview local missions, that the Minister of Missions and Discipleship might even have a connectedness about their positions, that they might be able to work in tandem and together, perhaps with events and things of that nature?
Yes. I mean, one of the things we are keen to do is to engage in volunteer ministry with local missions.
Yeah.
There are things that local missions do, and they do much better than if the church were to try to do it.
Right.
And therefore, the way the church can help, I mean, we help them financially, of course, and that's important. But there are also ways in which we can help by volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And we are keen to encourage that. And hopefully the Minister of Missions might, for example, encourage our youth, for example, to learn about what the needs are here in the city.
Right.
And perhaps have first-hand experience of those who are not as blessed as we are.
Sure.
And have a heart for gospel-centered diaconal ministry to those who are in need here in the city.
Yeah. Well, I think that gives us a pretty round view and answers a lot of the questions that I had about these positions, and gives us some ways that we can be in prayer, even as a congregation, before these men get here. Of course, the Lord will ordain these positions, and we will confirm that call as a congregation. But thank you for your pointed comments about these two positions and how that will affect our dynamics as a church, but also how it will further the gospel here within First Pres and within the city of Columbia. It's really exciting.
Thank you, Troy. I look forward to seeing what God has in store for us.
I do as well. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who is listening today. Our hope is that you will continue to be built up as the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood and to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.